You might think an internet cafe would sound something like this. A coffee shop filled with college students, businessmen, and a few friends who maybe have been there all night playing World of Warcraft. But this is what a typical internet cafe in Florida actually sounds like. Internet cafes are what opponents call tiny corner casinos. There, people pay for internet time, then log into a computer where they open slot machine-like games that let participants win cash or prizes. The cafes are largely unregulated and operating in a loophole because cafe owners claim the games aren't gambling, they're sweepstakes. And for a while now, lawmakers and community leaders have been looking to shut them down, claiming they're linked to crime like robbery and that they prey on the poor and the elderly. And that plan got a big push forward when officials announced racketeering charges against a major internet cafe operator. The House Gaming Committee rewrote its bill the day before its first hearing Friday, and just days after the announcement. Representative Carlos Trujillo, a Republican from Doral, is the bill's sponsor.
The main thing that it does is specifically clarifies their legislative intent, as these machines have always been illegal. We're just further instructing law enforcement and state attorney's office that we continue to see them as being illegal.
But some, like Representative James Waldman, a Democrat from Coconut Creek, are raising concerns about how quickly the bill is being pushed through.
This is nothing but what we consistently seem to do around the Florida House, and that is a knee-jerk reaction to something that took place.
Representative Matt Gaetz argues banning internet cafes is an issue that's long been under consideration in the Florida legislature.
This House has been debating these issues for years. We've passed legislation. We've dedicated floor time, committee time.
But Representative David Richardson, a Democrat from Miami Beach, says he's not so sure Representative Gaetz's assessment is relevant.
This House and this committee has not studied this issue. A former House and a former committee has studied this. And I hope that Representative Gaetz was not suggesting, because this issue has been studied in the past, that I must necessarily vote based on the deliberations of a former House or a former committee.
And others say they want to be sure any legislation that is passed comes along with the proper budget allocations, so prosecutors and law enforcement officers can ensure any remaining facilities close their doors. Representative Waldman was the only vote against the bill. The Senate is expected to take up its version of the measure Monday. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.